from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Good morning, football. Just started up on NFL Network. We're getting live programming now on ESPN. That means we're probably going to hear from insiders. Ian Rappaport, Adam Schefter, Mike Garofalo, Mike Reese. So we should have some new stuff here on Aiyuk anytime now. And once we do, we'll keep you up to date right here on the Fan Morning Show. But it's not just all Aiyuk in Steelers country. There was a lot that happened at yesterday's practice, and the Steelers released a depth chart. And joining us now to get into all of it is our good pal, our Steelers insider, Ray Fittipaldo of the Post-Gazette, brought to you by the Western PA Injury Attorneys of LGKG. Build on relationships, credibility, and integrity. LGKG.com, and he's on that fan hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, providing trusted plumbing and HVAC service for over 50 years. Good morning to you, Ray.
Good morning, guys. How we doing?
Oh, we are excellent. I guess we'll just get the Aiyuk thing out of the way here. Are you hearing anything different than what's reported? Are you hearing that the Steelers are a front runner for Aiyuk? What are you hearing on this right now?
Yeah, I mean, guys, I think right now it's a 50-50 shot that they get them. When I got home from camp last night, I saw Schefter tweeted something about the Patriots dropping out. So if that's true, you know, you're down to the Steelers and the Browns. And, you know, I suppose the 49ers can say, oh, we'll hang on to them. But it doesn't seem like that relationship is really good right now, that avenue would be open. So, you know, we all know the Steelers haven't met the 49ers asking price just yet. 49ers haven't come down. So I think that's what we're going through right now. And, you know, we'll see if this is resolved by the end of the week or early next week.
Ray, what do you think the compensation will be for the Steelers in compensation or even trades, draft picks? What do you think is a reasonable package for the Steelers to send that you'd be like, okay, this makes sense?
Okay, so I mean, just the hypothetical. Let's say a second round pick, and because the Steelers have a surplus of offensive linemen, and I don't want to wildly speculate, but James Daniels is in the same situation that Brandon Aiyuk is in. He's going into the last year of his contract. So if you go player for player there and you throw in a second-round pick, is that enough to get it done? I don't know. If they don't need James Daniels or they don't want an offensive lineman, there's really no other area where the Steelers have a surplus of talent. You know, I don't think the Steelers are going to trade George Pickens. I don't know that another receiver would be attractive to them. And then if you want more draft capital, maybe it's a second, and then maybe it's a third. You know, the one good thing for the Steelers is Dan Moore, they're not going to re-sign him. James Daniels, they're not going to re-sign him. They will be set up to have a few comp picks next year and likely in the middle round. So if you do have to give up another draft pick, I suppose it won't be the end of the world.
Why do you think, and we'll get to what's going on in camp in a minute here, Ray, but what do you think sets the Steelers apart in Brandon Aiyuk's mind from the Browns, a team that went to the playoffs last year?
Well, I'm, you know, people around here complain all the time about the postseason record and Mike Tomlin, and he should be on the hot seat. But it's situations just like these where guys want to play for Mike Tomlin. And I don't think you can deny that. I think there are a lot of players like Brandon Ayuk out there who are intrigued about the possibility of playing for Mike. And I think beyond that, they're a team that's been around the playoffs, on the fringe of the playoffs, you know, number seven seed. I think if you're Brandon Ayuk and you think you're the type of player that you think you are, then, hey, maybe I could be the guy to get them over the top. And listen, guys, the Steelers do have some question marks on their roster, but if they add Brandon Ayuk, to me, they go from a fringe playoff team to a team that could be in the mix for an AFC North championship. I think a guy like Ayuk can make that much of a difference.
How do you think George Pickens would handle this? I know we've talked about this before, but his mindset, moving forward, how do you think that he would handle if Brandon Ayuk was brought in to be, honestly, the number one wide receiver?
Probably not great, but if you're Omar Khan, I don't think you could worry about that. I think, you know, hopefully the coaches in that building and Omar can kind of smooth it over and, you know, get the most out of George Pickens, you know, for this year and likely next year. But I think you guys probably know as well as I do, if they sign Brandon Ayuk and they're paying him, you know, $25, $27 million a year, George Pickens isn't going to get a second contract for the Steelers. So they would have to deal with that headache if it becomes a headache, or just hope that, you know, George realizes that he still has to play really well if he wants to make money somewhere else. So, that's probably not going to be a great scenario, but like I said, I don't think Omar can worry about that.
Ray Fittipaldo joining us here, our Steelers insider on the Fan Morning Show, and the Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection. So you're there yesterday, Ray. What was the big story, the big takeaway from Steelers camp?
Well, I think two. I think Troy Faiutanu working with the ones at right tackle, Broderick Jones and Dan Moore splitting time at left tackle. That wasn't reflected in the depth chart that Mike released yesterday, but I think 2 weeks into camp, I think that's a good sign that, you know, we might see some movement there within the next couple of weeks. And then the other one, of course, Russ Wilson, doing more than he's ever done, took more snaps in team periods than he has since that calf injury. So he's not going to play Friday night, obviously, but I think the expectation is if all goes well, maybe he can ramp it up for that Bills game next week and get out there in that second preseason game.
Of three of the newcomers, not the draft picks, let's say Deshaun Elliott, let's say Dante Jackson and Van Jefferson, who's had a better camp out of those three?
You know, Dante Jackson showed up early. He hasn't been as noticeable the second week, but that's not necessarily a bad thing. And, you know, Elliott's been good, but I think Van Jefferson has probably had the best camp of all those three. And listen, if he's your number two, maybe Arthur Smith can be a magician and make that work. But if he's your number three, I think that's pretty good. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think in that scenario, then, you know, the Steelers receiving core would be much more well-rounded. So, you know, I have a lot of faith in Arthur Smith that he can make it work with any of the receivers who are in that room. But, you know, I think Van Jefferson has had a good camp, and, you know, we'll see if he can keep it going Friday night and then next week against the Bills too.
You mentioned that what they did with the offensive line yesterday was not reflected in the depth chart. Was there anything newsworthy from the depth chart, anything that caught you by surprise, right?
Not really. Everything that was on there is pretty much what's transpired during camp. You know, we knew it was going to be the case, but Beanie Bishop, you know, being the starting slot, I think is significant. It's clear they're going to give him a shot. In other years, Adam, you know, maybe they would put a slash and put another name next to him if they weren't sure about a guy. I think Beanie's played well. He's got to have a good run in the preseason games here to solidify his spot. But when you look at that situation, they just need a guy for half a season. So if Beanie Bishop can be that guy for the first half of the year, they're golden. If not, then they got to probably go out and address that, look at the waiver wire or potentially a trade to get a slot corner in here before the start of the season.
Ray, thank you for your time. Next week, when we talk to you, do you think we're talking about Brandon Ayuk as a Pittsburgh Steeler?
Oh, I'll go out on a limb and I'll say yes.
All right, Ray. Mm-hmm. Thank you very much. We'll talk to you soon. Appreciate it.
All right, guys. See ya.
Thanks, Ray.
Ray Fittipaldi of the Post-Gazette. Put him on the spot there at the end, but he did say earlier on in the interview he thinks it's at least 50-50 that the Steelers get Brandon Ayuk. And people might see that and go, well, we know it's the Browns and the Steelers, so yeah, it's 50-50. Well, you gotta consider the 49ers. They could up their offer to him, and there could be, there always seems to be a mystery team. So when Ray says greater than 50-50 shot, I like that.
I do too.
I like it. I think Brandon Ayuk is a Pittsburgh Steeler. Nothing official yet. I'm being told nothing, but it makes too much sense.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.